On this episode of Real Wins, we review 10 questions to ask before hiring your multifamily brand and marketing agency. We break it down into four key buckets: strategy, brand, demand, and enablement. This was a really fun discussion in a rapid fire format, so let's jump into the conversation. All right, Mike, welcome back to another episode of Real Wins. Great to have you here.
Yep, looking forward to the conversation today. Got a good one, I think, lined up.
We do, we do. You mentioned earlier that you had a marathon day yesterday, and I laughed and I said, yeah, you know, Mondays are usually marathon days, but you actually meant that you had a marathon day there in Boston because of the Boston Marathon. So were you out there catching the sights and sounds and smells of all those runners?
Yeah. I love how you ended with smells of the run, like the sweaty runners or something. Jesus. But yes, I did. It's a great day in Boston. It's a great weekend in Boston. It's so much fun. Obviously, it's one of the most famous marathons in the world. And we're lucky enough that our headquarters office is actually right overlooking basically a block away from the finish line on Boylston Street here in the Back Bay. So yeah, we had a bunch of people at the office watching, looking out the windows, cheering people on, going up and down to the street. And it's, you know, throngs of people yelling and screaming and celebrating. And it's really just a pretty magical day in Boston overall.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw that the winning marathon time was definitely a lot faster than I could do even 1 mile. So it's super impressive what humans are capable of. Definitely at that distance, but just in general, like doing 1 mile like that, let alone 26 and plus. Yeah.
It's like actually absurd. It's absurd how fast they run all 26 of the miles. It's like, it's one of those like sporting feats that I just don't understand how it can possibly work for a human body to run 26 miles in like less than 4 minutes.
I never really know how to wrap my head around that when I do like a 3 mile run over lunch or something, and I'm struggling to do like 7.5, 8 minute miles, and my heart rate's, you know, blown up at 185. I just think to myself, how are these people doing that for, you know, 2+ hours at a time? I don't understand it. It's really cool.
No, I've never done a marathon, nor will I ever. I don't think so, but it's amazing to see.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into what we're chatting about today. It's a really, it's a meaty one. So I think we're going to kind of run through it as quickly as possible to cover as much as we can. And that is questions to ask any team before you're hiring them for your multifamily brand, for your multifamily go-to-market strategy. You know, what do you need to be asking these agencies? We've narrowed it down to, I'll call it 10-ish. There's probably more to ask. But we've broken them down into these categories that we kind of consider the key categories to have in mind. And that is strategy, brand, demand, and enablement. And we have a lot to dig into here. So I think, Mike, you are going to kick us off with these questions. I'll kind of jump in, give my quick 2 cents. I know you'll have some color to add, and then we can kind of move on to the next one. And I know these episodes are a little shorter than the full Transforming Cities episode, so we'll do our best to get through these, and I don't know. We'll see how this goes. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm going to put you right on the hot seat, and it's going to be quick, so we'll see how it goes for sure. Exactly. Yeah. But I'm excited to dive in. So I know we wanted to start on the strategy questions or the strategy related questions. So to do so, I can just, you know, dive in at one question we always recommend asking is, you know, what is your industry expertise? Do you have industry expertise in this in this real estate multifamily industry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this one's really obviously important. Feels like low hanging fruit at this point. You know, it's interesting. We have a lot of people that come to us and say, hey, we've worked with other groups that don't really have industry experience. They're a generalist agency. They have great creative chops. But, you know, at the end of the day, multifamily is so unique. There's a lot of specifics that you're going to have to dive into and understand. There's a lot of context there. And so for us, we feel like this need to have a deep experience in the domain itself is super important. I'll leave it there for now. What do you think about that?
Yeah, exactly. And I would add, you know, we've had plenty of experience working with, you know, many agencies in the past on our side, and some of them who are really great and fantastic and do excellent creative work, excellent marketing work, but did not have real estate specific expertise. And there was just a huge gap in understanding. And, you know, there's a big spread between an agency that can do really good marketing in almost any other field, whether it's even, you know, B2C, B2B, consumer goods. But real estate and multifamily is just such a different experience in terms of how to attract tenants, but even all the layered in technology and property management software you need to integrate with and all of that stuff, that it's so important to find someone with deep expertise in the field.
Right. So, yeah, totally agree.
Good. I think we were quick. Number one is was pretty good, I think. How about number two here? Okay, so do you have a go-to-market approach? And if so, what is it? I think we're sort of leading the audience with that question a little bit, but, you know, because we're the ones that I don't think there's many others that talk about go-to-market and the way that we think about it. But, you know, do you have a marketing? What's your marketing approach? What's your philosophy and strategy?
Yeah, I think leading the question or not, you know, I think it's a really important thing that for marketing leaders in the real estate space, even developers and owners, to have this question in mind. What is your strategy? What is your go-to-market approach? I think, you know, number one for us is always start early, start often. Think about these things before you're too late. You know, what is kind of this multi-tiered marketing layer cake, so to speak, and how are you layering in these efforts over time? Because oftentimes these projects are 9, 12, 16, 18 months long. And if you don't have a partner that understands that there needs to be a sort of segmented, consistent approach that builds, you know, one step after the other, one phase after the other, then you could find yourself in a world of hurt down the line, and usually at the wrong time. There's never a right time to find out that you've made the wrong decision, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And just to add on, I know we've talked about this in the past in terms of like the agencies and the capabilities of various agencies. But I think when you're picking from a menu of options at 10 different agencies that only handling a piece of the puzzle, you never end up getting to that strategic, holistic go-to-market approach. And I think that's a real danger that a lot of multifamily developers and owners walk into. And the way to avoid that is by asking this question and understanding, do they have a holistic strategic approach to driving revenue for the project, driving people into the doors? And that's a key part of it, not just selecting one or two pieces that matter, but the whole package.
And if that question brings up a blank stare or a really vague answer, then that's definitely a red flag and probably not a good fit for the project.
Absolutely. Don't fall into the trap of just falling for the pretty pictures, which I think will lead us right into the brand section of the questions.
Nicely done.
The first question we wanted to tackle here is, are you a creative agency or are you a digital agency?
This one is very unique because I think it's really rooted in sort of the history of graphic design and design shops and design agencies. I mean, you think about like even series like Mad Men that have come out about kind of the early years of creative. And here's the thing, there's a lot of really great creative agencies out there that completely lack digital chops. They don't really know what to do with it. And going back to our first section on strategy, that full go-to-market strategy is going to contain a lot of digital assets and a lot of digital deployments. And so if you're working with a creative team that can only handle raw creative or graphic design or printed collateral, then you're only getting, let's say, a third of what you really need for that full strategic rollout.
Yeah. And I'd add from an experience standpoint, we've worked with agencies who could show you plethora of beautiful brochures, for instance, and just show you all this fantastic print material and everything that looks gorgeous. But when it comes to it, they have completely lacked the digital chops that you need in this day and age to not just, you know, build a beautiful design and logo, but actually drive demand through the doors and get absorption and drive revenue. And in today's age of marketing, right, it's also critical to have you can't just be on the demand side. You have to also have those creative chops with the demand side, because demand marketing works so much better when you take a creative first approach and you're actually differentiating how these ads are looking and what's happening in order to drive effective demand with that creative first approach. So it really has to be both this day and age.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So the second thing, and kind of related, but a little bit different, you know, are you a branding agency or are you a marketing firm?
Yeah, this one's interesting. It definitely sort of dovetails into that previous question, but there's a difference between a raw brand agency that only focuses on brand. And again, it kind of relates to this idea that there are a lot of very talented, creative people out there who have creative brand agencies. And then on the other end of the spectrum, or this spectrum, I should say, there are marketing firms that focus on marketing, and maybe they focus on doing campaigns or paid digital ads, ad campaigns, things like that. And they're not really connected. They don't do both. They don't have the ability to kind of bridge that gap between the brand that they've put together and the marketing that needs to come from that for being a part of a go-to-market strategy. And so I think it's important to understand, again, like what you're getting from an agency, because There are so many different agencies under the sun, you know, and just a brand agency, again, isn't going to get you everything that you need.
That's right. And I think it's just really important to know, because there are, and there historically have been, very different segmentations on the services that various agencies provide, and knowing what you're getting is critically important, because ultimately you have to have a quarterback that is designing the strategy. And if you told me, as you know, if a developer or a owner comes to me and said, well, my team can quarterback that or something along those lines, we have this idea on how to do a strategy, or we've hired a consultant to help us just do the strategy part, and then maybe you could hire a brand agency and a marketing agency separately, but I think that's extremely difficult to pull off in a successful way. So it is really important to understand what you're getting at, because many, many agencies are just focused on the brand, and many others are focused just on the marketing and campaign deliveries.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Real Wins, brought to you by Authentic, delivering premier multifamily brand experiences and smart digital marketing. Authentic's proven approach accelerates leasing velocity, boosts rental rates, and increases long-term value. You can find out more at AuthenticFF.com. And by Charles Gate, the multifamily investor's secret weapon to help underwrite, go to market, and operate projects that generate market-beating returns. With an adaptive staffing model and on-demand leasing teams, Charles Gate empowers a better resident experience at an efficient cost structure for today's owners. Visit charlesgate.com for more.
All right. So one more brand question here. How do you identify the target market for the particular project or building?
Yeah, this one I think we put under brand because, at least in my head, it's such a big part of the branding process as you're coming together with research. You're putting together a name, a brand, a position in the market, and so forth. This is an important one to ask because, generally speaking, generalist creative agencies are going to give you kind of a pie in the sky, 50,000 foot, kind of vague, kind of blanket answer. And I think if you are going to be working with someone who you need to understand the multifamily industry, you need to hear specifics around target markets, renters, renter journey, what people are looking for in terms of amenity mix, maybe competitors in the area. Like really getting into the weeds a little bit with how they plan on identifying that target market, working with you, of course, but vague kind of like big picture ideas is not the answer that you want to hear.
Yeah, I can give you lots of stories about vague, big picture target audiences, like empty nesters or young professionals or something, totally vague that could encompass half the population at any given time. And so I think the other interesting thing about this question is it is very much a sort of a crossover between brand and strategy in a lot of cases. And it's critically important. This is where that industry expertise comes in so handy, that you can, you know, because once you're really diving into the target audience, you can start to really effectively develop both strategy and a brand to how you're going to attract them to the property at scale, such that it drives the results we want to see. So that's where there's really really critically important to have deep industry knowledge and how to attract a particular set of residents that are willing and able and attracted to the property over and over again. Speaking of attracted to the property at scale, we can dive into some demand questions now, if you don't mind. And another Oprah segue there. So
perfect transition.
All right. So how does your approach accelerate sales and leasing, or how do you measure success? Some combination of getting at, like, how do you guys measure results?
Right. And these are two great questions on their own. I think they're two good questions that you could use sort of as one. But, you know, obviously, if you're going to invest into a marketing agency, a multifamily marketing agency that has a go-to-market game plan for you, you need to get into their heads and understand what it is they're focused on. For us, we're always focused on driving revenue. How can we drive revenue? How can we prove out ROI? At the end of the day, we feel like pretty pictures, they're one thing, running cool ads, that's another thing, but that's not really the aim. At the end of the day, you need a group that is really thinking about your success on the project. And at the end of the day, real estate is money. And how do we really get at driving revenue with our strategy?
Yeah. And just to, I agree with all of that, of course, but just to put a fine pin on it, it's like, I think there's such a gap in understanding that the whole point of marketing is to drive revenue. So faster absorption, higher, you know, rents or prices in a sellout combination. And it's so critically important to think in those terms instead of just, you know, saying, oh, we'll do this kind of campaign and drive more leads, or we, you know, create this awesome messaging we think might work, but we don't really know. And if you're not actually designing a program that is about driving revenue, then analyzing it and adapting it as you go, you're missing the point of marketing, which is ultimately to drive revenue and generate a positive return investment on your marketing spend. So that's just such a critical way to think about how that is thought about and measured.
Yeah. And I think one quick anecdote there that may help illustrate that idea is, you know, in terms of measuring success, when you have a paid ad, you know, paid ad campaigns that are launched and you're, you know, fielding potential renters and you're communicating with your leasing team, this will segue into the next question, as not to spoil anything, but, you know, what are you hearing week over week? What is your leasing team seeing? How is your marketing team then communicating with your leasing team so that those dials and those knobs can be adjusted if that is a way that they're measuring success, so that you can focus on driving revenue, signing leases, and doing running the best campaigns that you can and doing the best job that you can as a marketing.
Yeah, totally. And you basically answered the next question, but just do you have any more color to add to you know, what is the process to ensure marketing is aligned with the on-site leasing sales team?
Yeah, you know, if you're asking this question of potential partners, and again, you get a stare that's, you know, sort of staring off into the distance or a vague answer, what you really want to hear in this sense is a team that is going to be connected and wants to be connected with the on-site team and with the leasing team, so that during lease up, there is a communication between marketing and sales. Because when marketing and sales breaks down, well, there's going to be a problem with your sales, and there's probably already an issue with your marketing. And so for as much as you can push for it, make sure that your marketing team is collaborating and communicating with your leasing team on a weekly or at a minimum a monthly basis to understand the performance on site, to then adjust what's going on the marketing side. Super valuable, super important in the success of a lease up.
Yeah, and one of the most important things I think in any aspect of a marketing as a concept is being close to your customers, and nobody's closer to your customers than the people on site that are talking to them every day doing tours. And so if you can't take that feedback and bring it back to the marketing team so that they can, again, analyze, adapt, and curate a message that's going to get more powerful and more effective over time, you're missing half the game here. And that's why it's just so important to have a process. And just to reiterate, I think what you said a little bit about sort of blank stares, I would say, look, if someone also turns the question around and says, well, how would you like to have us talk to our team? And well, that, you know, that's just like, okay, this is just not a process thought about. They don't really know how to, they don't have a recommendation to do that in an effective way. So those are kind of some of the red flags I would watch out for as well.
That's a great point.
So to dive in, I think we're pretty good on time, but we're running low, so we got to go to enablement here. Enablement or operations of the marketing agency. So first question here is, do you have web capabilities in house? What are your tech capabilities as it, you know, whether it relates to website or other marketing services?
Yeah, this one is a similar sort of thought process and answer to some of the other questions, but you know, again, there are a lot of really great agencies out there that don't really know how to build websites. They don't have a team in place to do that themselves. And another piece is, you know, hey, are you relying on kind of quick and dirty templates? I'll put quick and dirty before templates, just because I'm not a huge templates fan. But are you going to be doing a template? Is it one page? Is it three pages? Is it eight pages? You know, what actually am I getting here? And is it from your team? And is it from expertise that your team is really leading for us on our behalf, or are you going to be farming this out to somebody else?
Yeah, exactly. And I know obviously you guys at Authentic have your custom made Amplify platform to build websites on, which just showcases your deep technical chops, so to speak, and deep web design, digital expertise. Whereas again, if you're just hiring an agency that may not even have digital experience, they can design, you know, maybe on Illustrator or something, or InDesign or whatever, a front end of a website, but have to hand it to a third party coder, you know, in Slovenia or something to put together, there's going to be some lost in translation there, right? So I think that's part of it. And you mentioned the template challenge as well, where every website looks the same and there's really no differentiation opportunity in many cases. So there's a couple of things to look for there. And generally, you know, the answer is someone that has, you know, good technical chops can usually illustrate that, like you guys do with your own custom built content management system, but there are other ways, I'm sure, to do it as well. But just to make sure you're digging into that in a level of detail that makes sense. Similarly, next question is, you know, we talked a little about industry expertise earlier, but specifically one of the challenges is making sure you can, you know, have digital assets, websites, and other things that can integrate with property management or other real estate software as ILSs and the like, the things that are really particular to the real estate industry. So the question would be, you know, what integrations do you have? How do you integrate with ILS or my property management software?
I have two quick responses to this or sort of thoughts about this question, because this question is so important. And number one is, if you're working with a team that is a non-industry participant, let's say, in the work that you're trying to accomplish, the big issue here is going to be they're just not going to know how to do that integration themselves. And that's a huge issue. Number two is, if you're really asking about property management software, this idea of like integrations has been such a buzzword over the last few years, super overused at this point. And you have groups out there that integrate, you know, with 2 of 5 or, you know, 3 of 7 or, you know, whatever the mix is. And they only integrate with certain types of or certain pieces of property management software. Really get down to the bottom of who is it that you integrate with, or maybe just give them, you know, kind of a short list of this is what we need to integrate with. Can you do it or not? Because you don't want to get stuck in a position where a website's halfway built, then you give them kind of the list of property management software you need them to integrate with and they can't. That would obviously be a nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where some of the biggest misses come when you hire an agency that looks like they're super skilled and accomplished, and they may be, but they just don't have that industry expertise. And they're just, you know, literally staring down the barrel of the gun when it comes to actually launch a website that works to drive, you know, a good resident experience who can shop on the site, for example, or identify what's available versus what's not, or, you know, many other reasons across the spectrum to that makes sense to have someone that can, you know, really be tightly integrated with the features and functionalities that you need in today's multifamily market.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then last question for us for now, and I'm already, by the way, thinking of like 10 other questions we could ask, but that's all right. We'll maybe save that for another episode. But how is your team organized? Where is your team located? Are you relying on freelancers or in-house? And, you know, I think we're trying to get at the meat of like, what's the talent on the bench look like for the firm you're going to hire?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just say, I don't think that there's like a wrong way to do this, but I think there's definitely many ways that this is being done across the industry when it comes to, you know, agency partnerships. For us, we approach it as a remote team. We feel like we can get the best talent possible from anywhere. We're not relying on sort of contract relationships, one-off here or there. And then, you know, this drives the point home, but cohesive industry knowledge, everyone's on the team working on multifamily projects every day of the week. It's not like a side project for that. And I think that's super.
Yeah. The only one piece I'll add there, I think, is fundamental. I think what you're seeing today is this evolution of these small, you know, solopreneur type setups or consultants who come in and might have, you know, it's just them or a really small team with a lot of outsourced contractors or other folks. They might come in and offer, you know, usually a lower price to get project work. But what you're not getting is really this deep shared talent expertise in many cases that you can get with a more full service, full agency with real team members and employees that are working side by side, day in, day out, and collaborating and really being innovative together. And just as a red flag to mention.
And I'll end with one quick story. We kind of joked before the call that there's this idea of emperor with no clothes. Well, we came across a really beautiful print vendor recently. We thought, wow, they could be a great print partner for us on some of our projects. We got in touch, we put in a few orders, and then we realized that they were just a facade for farming out to third-party vendors, which was a huge disappointment. Pretty pictures, pretty facade, but unfortunately really nothing underneath that facade that was of much value to us, which is unfortunate. But that's, again, should have taken our own advice, dug a little bit deeper into that up front to really learn how they work and do things. So a good reminder for us too that even on the vendor selection side, for example, these types of questions really matter because you can kind of get to the heart of what the group is all about before it's too late.
Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect illustration of that to make sure. And again, development's a messy enough game as it is, so to speak. And, you know, having a team there that's can back you up and really be focused on driving full results, driving revenue as a team is really such a critical piece of that. And being able to solve problems on the way as well is such a key piece of the team. But cool. Well, Chris, we're 25 minutes, right. I think, right on target. I think we did pretty well.
We did it. Now we have to run away before it gets too long. So no, this was great. 10 questions to ask. I think, like you said, I think we probably have at least 5 or 10 others. Maybe we'll get a list of 30 or 40 of these together before we finish this thought process. But that was really a lot of fun. Thanks for doing that with me and for sharing and providing your insight and expertise. It's been really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I loved it. Good chat.
All right. We'll do it soon.